Why do saints and angels sing?
圣徒与天使为何歌唱？
The Christmas Eve service has been a tradition of this church.
圣诞前夕的崇拜是这个教会的一个传统。
It is a worshipful night of singing.
这是一个充满唱诗的崇拜的夜晚。
Of rejoicing.
是一个喜乐的夜晚。
Of praising the Lord.
是赞美主的夜晚。
We celebrate the birthday of our King.
我们庆贺我们的王的生日。
Who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
没有别人，就是我们主耶稣基督。
And he came 2,000 years ago.
他在2000多年前降世。
Born of the Virgin Mary.
借着童女玛利亚降生。
Why do we sing?
我们为什么来歌唱？
People sing when they are happy.
当人们高兴的时候，他们歌唱。
I'm sure you are happy tonight.
我很确信你今天晚上也高兴。
I can see that you sing most joyfully and heartily.
我可以看到你们非常喜乐，用心去歌唱。
But some of you may not be able to sing.
但是你们中间有一些人可能唱不出来。
And you do not sing because you are sad.
你不没有歌唱是因为你悲哀。
Are you a happy person or a sad person?This evening.
今天晚上你是一个快乐的人还是一个悲伤的人？
Because if you are happy, you will want to sing.
因为如果你快乐的话，你就会有唱诗歌的愿望。
We as believers, we as Christians are happy people.
我们作为信徒，作为基督徒，我们是快乐的人。
And that's why we sing.
这是为什么我们歌唱。
But we are happy over what?
但是我们为什么而快乐呢？
Now here in verses 8 to 11, we find that the saints sing. We sing because we are happy over the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们从第八节到第十一节，我们看到圣徒歌唱，他们歌唱或者我们歌唱，是因为我们有主耶稣基督的福音。
Now in verses 8 and 9, we find the shepherds in the field.
在第八节到第十一节，我们看到在旷野的牧羊人。
And God visited them in a mighty fashion.
神大能的来临到他们中间。
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
在伯利恒之野地里有旷牧羊的人，夜间按着经次看守羊群。
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them.And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
Now here we are told they were sore, or they were very, very afraid.
这里我们看到他说他们甚惧怕，就是他们非常非常的惧怕。
Why were they afraid on Christmas night? 2,000 years ago.
在2000多年前那个圣降的夜晚，为什么他们会这么样的惧怕呢？
Now here they were very afraid because of their sin.
他们在这个地方非常的惧怕，因为他们的罪。
Because over here they have been surrounded by the glory of God.
因为在这里他们四面环绕他们的是主的荣光。
And the glory of God reflects the holiness of God.
主的荣光就反映了神的圣洁。
And when man is confronted with the holiness of God, he is very, very afraid.
当人面对上帝的圣洁的时候，他就非常非常的惧怕。
Because when we stand before the thrice holy God, we find ourselves very guilty of our sin.
因为当我们站在这位圣三一神面前的时候，我们就为着我们的罪感到非常有罪恶感。
And not just the shepherds, but the Bible tells us that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
不仅是这几个牧羊人，圣经告诉我们说，世人，我们所有的人都犯了罪。亏缺了神的荣耀。
Whether you are a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher or whatever occupation you may be, we have all come short of God's glory.
无论你是一个医生，是一个律师，一个教师，无论你是从事什么职业， 没有分别，我们都亏缺了神的荣耀。
And we ought to be very afraid of God because if we have sinned against God, the penalty and the judgment of sin is death.
我们都应该非常的惧怕神，因为如果我们犯了罪的话，罪的工价乃是死。
You know, in the Old Testament, we find the prophet Isaiah being ushered into the very presence of God. And when he was surrounded and when he saw the glory of God, he said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips.
在旧约的时候，我们看到以赛亚他亲眼的看到了神的荣耀的时候，他口里面就说：“祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。”
And in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and his wife fell into sin, they went into hiding. They dare not come out to meet God.
而在伊甸园里，当亚当和夏娃犯罪的时候，他们就躲起来，他们不敢去面对神。
And the shepherds here might be thinking, now God is coming to punish us, to judge us.
这些牧羊人可能他们在想说，这个神现在向我们显现，他是要审判我们，要惩罚我们了。
And usually when God wants to judge the people in this world, he will send his angels as agents of his judgment and vengeance.
经常发生的情况是，当神要审判这个世界上的人和事的时候，他会差遣他的天使作为他审判的一个管道。
We find many instances in the Old Testament how God judged the people by using his angels.
在旧约，我们发现有很多的情况，上帝是使用天使来审判他要审判的人。
The Lord sent his angels to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, these two very wicked and immoral cities.
上帝差遣他的天使来审判毁灭索多玛和摩拉这两个非常罪恶的城市。
And in the future, if you read the book of Revelation, which talk about future events, the Lord will send his angels to open the trumpet and the bowl judgments upon the earth.
在启示录你会发现这个世界的未来，神也会差派他的天使去开启各式各样的审判。
So when the angel comes, the shepherds here may be wondering, is it our time? Now is God going to judge us?
所以当天使显现的时候，牧羊人在想，是不是我们的时间到了呢？现在神要审判我们了。
And we know we are sinners. We know we have sinned against God.
我们知道我们是罪人，我们知道我们得罪了神。
Are you afraid of God?
你惧怕神吗？
Do you confess that you are a sinner?
你承认你是一个罪人吗？
Do you not realize that you are guilty of sin?
你难道没有认识到你有罪恶感吗？
Oh, how we ought to be very, very terrified of the living and true God.
我们都是要用何种的心态来敬畏，来惧怕这位永生神。
And when we are very afraid of God, there is hope.
而当我们非常惧怕神的时候，就有希望。
Because if we come to God humbly and seek for His mercy, He will show mercy.
因为当我们谦卑的来恳求他的怜悯的时候，他会就显明他的怜悯。
And at this juncture, we find that Godwas not coming with bad news for the shepherds, but good news.
所以在这个时刻，我们看到神所带给他们的不是审判的坏消息，乃是一个好消息。
God did not come at this juncture to destroy them. God has come at this juncture to save them.
神在这个时刻不是来要毁灭他们，神在这个时刻来是要拯救他们。
That's why in verse 10 we...find the angel telling the shepherds.
所以在第十节我们看到天使对牧羊人说，
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
第十节呢，天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
Not bad news, but good news.
不是坏消息，是大喜的好消息。
And this good news isOf great joy.
而这个好消息是大喜的消息。
Will bring you great joy.
会带给你大的喜乐。
Have you received good news before?
你以前有没有接收到过好消息呢？
I'm sure when you hear good news, your heart is very glad and very happy.
我很确定，当你听到一个好消息的时候，你的心里面非常快乐。
Well, I pray you may be gladdened in your heart that although, yes, we are sinners and we are condemned to eternal judgment, yet there is this way out for us, and God has made this way out for us in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我希望今天晚上你因这件事情而快乐，就是的，我们是有罪，我们是的，我们是受了永恒的审判，但是在耶稣基督里面，在这个好消息里面，我们有一条出路。
This good news will last for eternity.
这个好消息会对你的益处存到永远。
And it is for all people.
而且是对万民的。
It says here, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
所以天使说，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。
This good news is for you, regardless of race or language.
这个好消息是给你的，无论你的种族、你的语言是什么。
Whether you are Jew or Gentile.
无论你是犹太人还是外邦人。
Whether you are Chinese or English or Malay or Indian or Caucasian.
无论你是华人还是这个英国人还是马来人还是
印度人。
Thank you.
Whether you are rich or poor.
无论你是穷人还是富人。
Whether you're young or old,
无论你是年轻还是年老，
whether you're male or female,
无论你是男的还是女的，
this good news is for you.
这个好消息是给你的，
especially for all those who acknowledge that they are sinners.
特别是对那些承认自己是罪人的人，
who know they need help.
他知道自己需要帮助，
who know that they are hopeless，
他知道自己是无助无望的，
and that Jesus Christ is their only hope，
而耶稣基督是他唯一的盼望，
know that they are helpless and Jesus their only helper，
他们知道自己是无望无助的，耶稣基督是他唯一的帮助，
because Jesus has come to help to save us from our sins，
因为耶稣基督来帮助我们，来拯救我们，脱离我们的罪恶。
For here is the good news, verse 11，
所以在这里是一个好消息，第十一节。
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
For unto you is born this day in the city of David.
因今天在大卫的城里。
Christ was born in the city of David.
基督是生在大卫的城里。
Not the city of Singapore.
不是新加坡城。
There's no prophecy that a savior will come from Singapore.
圣经里面没有一个预言说这个救主会生在新加坡。
Or in New York or in London.
或纽约或者伦敦。
But hundreds of years before Jesus came, it was predicted and prophesied a savior will come from the city of David.
而在耶稣基督降生之前，上百年至几百年之前，就有这样的预言说救主会生在。
And the name of this city, the city of David, is Bethlehem.
而这大卫的城的名字就叫做伯利恒。
In 1 Samuel chapter 20 verse 6, the city of David is called Bethlehem.
在撒母耳记上二十章的第六节，大卫的城就被称为伯利恒。
And in Micah chapter 5 verse 2, we are told that Jesus will be born, the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem.Of Judea.
而在弥迦书的第五章第二节，我们就被清楚地告知，救主弥赛亚会生在伯利恒。
And indeed, Jesus was born right there in this city.
而耶稣基督就真的降生在这一个城市。
And here is stated also, for unto you is born this day.
而且这也告诉我们说，因今天在大卫的城里。
This day is significant.
今天是一个很特别的词。
It is the day of fulfillment.
这是一个应验的词。
Because God had promised and prophesied and predicted many, many times in the Old Testament, this Savior, the Son of God Himself, will be born into this world.
因为神在旧约里面已经非常多次的来预言、来应许这一位神的儿子、这一位救主要来到世界。
And finally, he is born.
而时候到了的时候，他就来了。
He has come.
他来了。
Not any savior.
不是其他的救主。
But this Savior,
而是这一位救主
the Messiah, the Christ himself,
就是弥赛亚基督他自己。
And the word Christ is the word for Messiah in Greek.
基督这个词就是弥赛亚的希腊文词汇。
Messiah is from the Hebrew, Mashiach.
弥赛亚是从希伯来文来的，是 Mashiach,
which means the anointed one.
意思是受膏者的意思。
And Jesus is the anointed one.Prophet, priest, and king.
耶稣基督是受膏的先知、祭司和君王。
Now there are many prophets, many priests, and many kings in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有很多的先知、很多的祭司、很多的君王。
But this is a very special, unique prophet, priest, and king.
但是这是一位非常特别、唯一的一位祭司、君王和先知。
The prophet.
是那先知。
The priest.
是那祭司。
The king himself.
是那一位君王。
It's not any minister, but the prime minister himself.
他不是一个部长而已，他是总理。
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
And so this must have excited the shepherds very much.
所以这样的话，一定使这个牧人就非常的兴奋。
Where is this baby?
Oh, 这个婴孩在哪儿呢?
Where to find him?
我们到哪里去找他呢?
Which baby?
哪一个婴孩呢?
Because I'm sure in those days, in that day itself, there must have been many babies which were born.
我相信就是在那一天也有很多的婴孩出生，对不对?
So this special baby was born that day, but where is he?
这个特别的婴孩就在那一天降生了，但是他在哪里呢
？We want to see him.
我们想看见他。
And so here the angel said in verse 12.
天使就在第十二节说。
And this shall be a sign on you: ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
Now this is very interesting.
这非常有趣。
Now, babies, of course, would be wrapped in swaddling clothes in those days, or strips of cloth to keep them warm.
那当然，这个婴孩会用这个布来包起来，在那些日子里面是那个时候的布。
So it's a common thing in those days for babies to be wrapped in swaddling clothes.
所以在那个日子里面，一个婴孩包着布其实是一件很普通平常的事。
So how is this a sign if this is something very common?
那如果这很平常的话，怎么成为一个记号呢
？The sign is really over here. You will find him lying in a manger.
而这个记号呢，其实不是包着布，而是卧在马槽里。
A baby lying in a manger is something very, very unusual.
在一个马槽里躺着的婴孩就是一个非常非常特别的事了。
Because babies that were born will be put, you know, on a bed.
因为当一个婴孩出生的时候，他会放在一张床上。
But here you find him lying in a manger.
而在这里你发现他卧在马槽里。
Now what is a manger?
马槽是什么呢
？A manger is a container for animal food.
马槽是给动物盛装食物的东西。
You don't put a baby in a manger, a vessel for animal food.
你不是把一个婴孩放在一个给动物放食物的那个容器里面。
And mangers in those days were not made of wood.
那个时候的马槽不是用木头做的。
They were made of stone.
是用石头做的。
And Jesus, the babe, was laid in this stone container or vessel, a manger.
所以耶稣基督这个婴孩就放在这个石头做的容器给动物放食物的一个容器里面
That's the sign
这是记号
When you find this babe lying in that stone manger You know this child is the son of God himself The Messiah who has come to save
所以当你看到那个婴孩是躺在这个石头的马槽里这就是记号这一个婴孩就是神的儿子是我们的弥赛亚来拯救我们的救主
And this tells us that God wants us to be very sure who the Christ the Messiah is
这也告诉我们神要我们非常的确定谁是基督是我们的弥赛亚
And here we have a more sure word of prophecy
而在这里我们有一个非常确定的预言
And the word of God makes very clear the way to salvation and who precisely the Savior is
所以神的话就给我们看到非常精确，谁是那一位救主，那个救恩的路在哪里。
And the fact that Jesus was laid in a manger, this container made of stone, which is very hard and very cold.
所以我们看到耶稣基督他躺在这个石头做的容器马槽里面，可以是非常热，也可以非常冷。
So this tells us that Jesus was born to experience a lot of hardship and suffering in this life.
所以这也告诉我们，耶稣基督生在这个世上，要经历许多的艰难，很多的痛苦。
And yes, Jesus was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
是的，耶稣基督他是忧伤之子，他的人生充满了伤痛。
He has to go through all that suffering for you and for me.
他要为你和为我来走过这所有的痛苦的路。
And finally, to be crucified on the cross, shed his precious blood so that we can be saved from our sins.
最后他要被钉在十字架上，流出他的宝血，使我们的罪可以得赦。
And God wants you tonight to know for sure and for certainty that this is the only person, this is the only Savior that can deliver you from hellfire.
神今天晚上要你非常的确定，这是唯一的一个人，这是唯一的一位救主，可以拯救你脱离地狱的火。
Not any baby, but this baby that was born by a miraculous birth, a virgin birth, and then lying in the manger.
不是任何其他的婴孩，而是这个用奇迹、神迹降生的童女降生的，又是躺在马槽里的这一个婴孩。
And it also.Teaches us and tells us how humble the Lord Jesus Christ was.
这也教导我们，提醒我们，我们的主耶稣基督他是何等的谦卑。
And if Jesus was so humble to be born in this world to a poor family and then lying in a stone cold manger to suffer for our sins.
如果耶稣基督他生在一个贫穷的家庭，他躺在一个寒冷的石头的马槽里面来拯救我们脱离罪恶。
Then how can we be so proud to deny him and to reject him?
我们怎么能够那么骄傲的来拒绝他，然后来否认他呢？
But if you will also humble yourself,
如果你也能够降卑你自己，
I cannot save myself.
我不能够救我自己。
No good work I do is good enough for God.
我所行的任何善行，在神面前都不够好。
Only the good God and the good Savior Jesus Christ who has done all the good work for me can save me.
只有一位良善的神，他在耶稣基督这位良善的救主里面所做的一切良善的事，可以来拯救我。
You can be saved tonight.
今天晚上你可以得救。
And then you can sing.
然后你就可以歌唱了。
Because when you are born again,
因为当你重生的时候，
you will experience that kind of indescribable, inexplicable joy, great joy, which shall be.To all people who have been blood-bought and who confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
所以当你重生的时候，你里面就会有这种无法用语言来描述又没有办法拿得走的这种喜乐，是每一个用宝血所买来的主耶稣基督的孩子们所会经历的。
Not only do the saints sing, we find also the angels singing.
所以不仅是圣徒他们歌唱，我们也看到天使也歌唱。
The angels were also singing.
天使也在歌唱。
Why do they sing?
那天使为什么歌唱呢？
They were singing because also of happiness.
他们歌唱也是因为快乐。
The angels sing because they were happy over the power of God.
天使他们歌唱是因为他们因着神的能力而快乐。
Now in verse 13 we read.
第十三节我们来看。
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
第十三节、十四节说，忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Now, at first there was one angel. Now we have a multitude, many, many of the angels appearing before men.
刚才是一个天使显现，而现在呢，是有许许多多一大队的天使天兵，他们在神面前。
And it's described as the heavenly host.
在这里给我们看到它的描述是天兵。
Now the word host here is significant.
在这里这个天兵的这个词呢很特别。
Yes, in the original, it means it is a military term.
在原文当中这是一个军事用语。
I think the Chinese translated very well, 天兵。
兵。
兵 means soldier.
所以华文的翻译直接就翻成兵就是一个士兵。
I know a little bit of Chinese.
我也懂一点华文。
Now in the original here, and this term can be also be translated a multitude of the heavenly army.
所以在这里原文也可以被翻译成为这个天军军队。
Now why did the angels come down in such a way as an army?
为什么天使他们这样下降下凡下来是用这样的方式是一个军队的样子呢？
Was it to fight?
难道他们是要来战争吗？
No, it was not to fight.
他们不是来打仗。
Jesus himself said when he was on earth, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight.
耶稣基督自己在地上的时候，他说，我的国不是这世上的国。如果我的国只是这世上的国的话，我的天使就会来征战。
And he told Peter also to put his sword back in its sheath because if he wanted to destroy his enemies, he had at his disposal 12 legions of angels.
耶稣基督也叫彼得把他拔出来的剑收回鞘去，因为他说如果他要拯救自己的话，他可以差遣12个营的天使来救他。
No, the heavenly army here was not called down to fight.
所以在这里的天军不是下来打仗的，
but rather to protect and defend the infant child, the Lord Jesus Christ at this time.
而是在这个时候来保卫也来防御主耶稣基督所降生的这位圣婴的。
Not to protect the baby Jesus at this time, but also throughout his life.
不仅是保护他，也要保护他的一生。
God wanted to make sure that the Lord Jesus will live and survive and go through his life successfully so that finally he will reach the cross to die for our sins.
神要保证让耶稣基督的一生都能够平安并且成功的，一直到一点他可以为我们的罪走上十字架。
The angels were here to ensure that throughout the life of Christ, from the time he was born until the time he went to the cross, that he would accomplish his redemptive mission on earth.
所以天使来是要保证耶稣基督从他出生一直到他的一生末了的时候，他能够在这地上来完成他救赎的使命。
And God the Father would make sure that His Son would accomplish that mission successfully.
而天父要来确保他的儿子能够成功的完成这个使命。
And the angels will be there to protect him.
而天使就在那里来保护他。
Because Jesus has many enemies.
因为耶稣基督有很多的仇敌。
There were a lot of wicked men.
在这世上有很多的恶人。
And one of them would be King Herod.
在当时有一个就是一其中的一个就是希律。
And how he wanted to kill the baby Jesus when he was born.
希律当耶稣刚出生的时候就想杀他。
And Satan was not pleased at all either.
撒旦也是完全不高兴。
And all the demons.
所有的魔鬼。
And they would do anything and everything in their power to try to thwart the plan of God.
而他们可以尽他们的权力，尽他们所有一切可能的方式来损坏神的这个计划。
But the armies of heaven, the angels will be there to stop the wicked from carrying out their plan.
而这里也有天军在那边，他要保卫，他要防止这些恶人来伤害主。
How we thank God for not only His promise, but for his plan and for making sure that his plan will be fulfilled.
所以我们不仅为着神的应许他的计划感谢神，我们也为着他一定保证他的计划能够实现而感谢神。
And we find that when Jesus went through very, very difficult times in his life, the angels came to minister to him.
所以我们也看到在耶稣基督人生最困难的时刻，天使来服侍他。
For example,at the time of his temptation, 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, fasting, and then was tempted sorely by the devil. And the end of the temptation, you read in the Gospels, the angels came to minister to him.
举一个例子来说，当耶稣基督受试探的时候，他40天的禁食以后，他非常的疲倦，然后魔鬼来试探他，非常强烈的试探他的时候，我们读到在福音书里面， 天使来服侍他。
And also in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was in agony and perspiring drops of blood, and after that the angels came and ministered unto him.
同样在科西玛尼园里的时候，他极其的痛苦，在祷告，他的汗如同血滴一样滴下来的时候，天使来从天上加力量给他。
And here the angels were praising God and singing the praises of God because they see His power now at work.
所以我们现在看到天使他们来赞美神，因为他们看到从天上来的能力正在运行。
God becoming man.
因为神成为了人。
And that's why they sang, verse 14, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
所以在第十四节他们就唱到说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And of course the angels were very happy to be used by God to protect the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然天使他们能够被神使用来保护主耶稣基督，他们非常的快乐。
And they could never have thought of such a plan. Only God in all his wisdom could think of such a plan to save these sinners from their sins.
天使也想不出来这样一个计划，只有神自己能设计这样一个计划来拯救罪人。
And the angels, the chief purpose of the angels were not only to glorify God, but the chief purpose of man is also to glorify God.
不仅是天使的首要目的是为了要荣耀神，人被造的主要目的也是要荣耀神。
And at the end of this world, even the enemies will have to glorify God.
在这个末了的时候，即使是仇敌，世界末了的时候，即使仇敌也要荣耀神。
Now in verse 14 says, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
在第十四节说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上，更好的翻译，按照英文翻译是，在地上平安喜悦归于人。
On earth peace.
所以在地上有平安。
But is there peace on earth?
在这个大地上有平安吗？
We find that there's no peace on earth.
我们发现在这地上没有和平，
full of war,
充满了战争，
full of hatred,
充满了仇恨，
full of evil,
充满了罪恶。
Where is there peace on earth?
在地上怎有平安呢？
Must understand the peace here is peace with God.
你们必须明白，在这里讲到的和平是与神之间的和平。
Because man born, sinful man born in this world is born an enemy of God.
因为有罪的人生在这个世上，生下来是神的仇敌。
But God wants us to be His friend.
但是神愿意我们做他的朋友。
And God also wants to be our father.
神也要做我们的父。
And we His children.
我们要做他的孩子。
How to have this peace with Him?
怎么能跟神和好呢？
How to be part of His kingdom and belong to His family.
怎么能够进入神的国，成为神家中的人呢？
The only way is for Jesus Christ to come and die for our sins and to be raised from the dead on the third day.
唯一的一条路是耶稣基督要降生在这世上，为我们的罪而死，第三天要从死里复活。
And this is something only God can do.
这是只有神能做的事。
And Jesus is God Himself.
而耶稣基督就是神自己。
His name Emmanuel means God with us.
他的名字以马内利就是神与我们同在。
And peace, peace with God.
和平与神之间的和好。
Which can only be gained by faith.
只能够凭着信心得着。
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God.
所以因信称义，我们就与神和好。
Do you have peace with God?
你与神有和好吗？
Is God right now your judge or your friend?
神是你的审判者呢，还是你的朋友呢？
Is he your father in heaven?
他是你在天上的父呢？
You better make peace with God.
你最好要与神和好。
Better to make peace with God and have God as your Savior, as your Father, than as your judge.
你最好要与神和好，让神来做你的救主，做你的父，而不是你的审判者。
Because God will judge this world one day.
因为有一天神会审判这个世界。
And God will pour out His wrath on this world and destroy this whole world with fire.
神会倾倒他的愤怒在大地上，然后有一天要毁灭整个世界，是用火。
And all who do not believe in Jesus Christ. Who sins are not forgiven,
罪没有得着赦免的,
will be cast into the lake of fire to be tormented forever.
会被扔到硫磺火湖里面受苦直到永远.
And that is a fact.
这是事实.
And that's the truth.
这是真理.
But right now, God gives you this good news. You don't have to go there. You don't have to go through that time of judgment and wrath. I've come to save you. Believe on me and you will be saved.
现在的好消息是, 有一个好消息给我们是, 你不一定要去那里。 他现在给我们一个方式可以不经过审判和那愤怒。
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
相信主耶稣基督, 你就必得救。
This is God's goodwill toward men.
这是神对着人的好的旨意。
Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安喜悦归于人。
Now some translations got this wrong.
有的翻译呢，像和合本的翻译，它有一些问题。
Because they say this is peace, on earth peace, and to men of goodwill.
所以有的翻译是呢，平安归于他所喜悦的人。
No, men have no goodwill.
所以在这里人是无法得神的喜悦。
Man's will is corrupt.
我们的这个旨意已经是, 罪恶的。
Sinful and wicked.
是罪恶腐败的。
Bent on sinning against God.
我们是一定会得罪神的。
Man has no goodwill. Only God is good and this is His will, His goodwill toward men.
人没有好的意愿, 只有神有美好的旨意向着人。
What is this goodwill?
而这样的一个美好的旨意是什么呢?
God's will is for you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, whom He has sent.
这美好的旨意就是你来相信主耶稣基督，他的独生子，唯一的救主。
To believe the gospel.
来信福音。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一些信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
Do you believe?
你信吗?
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
你相信耶稣基督吗?
If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised Him from the dead, you will be saved.
如果你心里相信，口里承认主耶稣基督从死里复活，你就必然得救。
This is good news.
这是好消息。
But if you reject it,
如果拒绝呢?
The good news will turn into bad news.
好消息就转成了坏消息。
Because God will judge you in the day to come.
因为神会在将来的一日审判我们。
And you will be cast into the lake of fire to suffer eternal punishment forever.
你会被扔到硫磺火湖里面永远受苦。
But if you will repent of your sin,
如果你要悔改你的罪,
You know, the angels love to sing.
因为天使是非常喜爱歌唱。
And the Bible tells us if a sinner, even one sinner repents, the angels in heaven rejoice.
所以圣经告诉我们说, 一个罪人悔改, 哪怕是一个罪人悔改, 天使都会非常的高兴。
I believe the angels are right now looking down.
我相信天使此刻也从天上往下看。
And they are waiting to sing.
他们等待着要歌唱。
And if anyone here still outside God's kingdom, still lost in sin, guilty of sin, knowing that judgment is coming and will confess his or her sin, and believe in Jesus Christ and say, Lord Jesus, please save me, the angels will be singing in heaven.
所以我们中间若是有一个人还在神的国度之外，还失丧在罪恶中间，你今天愿意悔改，愿意相信耶稣基督，天使在天上就会歌唱。
And not only will the angels sing, but you yourself will sing too.
不仅天使歌唱，当你悔改认罪的时候，你也会歌唱。
For when a sinner is converted into a saint, he or she will know how to sing.
当一个罪人转化成一个圣徒， 他或者他就会知道如何来歌唱。
The saints sing because they are happy over the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ.
圣徒歌唱是因为他们有福音这耶稣基督的好消息而快乐。
And the angels sing because they are happy over the power of God who has wrought this good work of salvation for mankind.
而天使歌唱是因为他们看见神的能力为人类成就了这救恩的大事。
May we sing most joyfully tonight.
但愿我们今天最喜乐的来歌唱。
Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for this holy night.
我们在天上的父，我们为着这圣洁的夜晚向你献上感谢。
O Lord, we pray.
主，我们祷告。
To many tonight, this night would be a happy and glad night.
今天晚上对于很多人来说会是一个快乐的夜晚。
Because they have met with the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他们遇到了主耶稣基督。
And he is born in their heart.
主耶稣基督降生在他们心里。
And we pray, O Lord, for those who are believers but have backslided from thee.
主，我们为着那些信徒但是冷淡退后的。
O Lord, we pray they might return unto thee.
主，我们祷告他们能够回到你面前。
To worship thee and to serve thee.
来敬拜你，来服侍你。
To be found in thy good will in their life.
能够寻找到您自己对他们人生那美好的旨意。
So Lord, we pray you will dismiss us with thy blessing.
主，我们祷告，当我们散去的时候，你赐给我们祝福。
Grant us a good night's rest.
赐给我们一个美好夜晚的休息。
And bring all of us back here into thy house tomorrow to worship thee once again on Christmas Day.
明天早晨，把我们再次带到神的家中来，在圣诞节这一天来崇拜你。
As you are always mindful of us and you do not forget thy great promise to us.
您永远都关怀我们，并且您从来不忘记您对我们伟大的应许。
We pray, O Lord, that we might always remember you and be grateful to you and never to forget and forsake you.
但愿我们也永远的能够记住，并且向主感恩，永永远远也不忘记主。
And we pray, O Lord, that you will bless the offerings and the love gifts that have been offered to thee this evening.
我们为着今天所献给你的奉献和爱心的这些礼物来向主献上感谢。
And surely these gifts that we render to thee are nothing compared to thy great gift to us, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所献给您的这些礼物跟您所赐给我们的主耶稣基督相比较起来什么都不是。
So Lord, we thank thee for thy wonderful, perfect gift from above.
主，所以我们为着您那奇妙、完美从上面来的恩典献上感谢。
And now may the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with each one of us until Jesus comes again.
现在愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱、圣灵保惠师的感动与交通常与我们众人同在，直到主耶稣再来。
Amen.
Amen.